from the studio that brings you Al's Adventures and soon to be the AI.
Three Broke Gamers.
Episode 4!
So how's everyone doing today?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Just okay?
Yeah, just okay.
You know, it's Sunday fun day.
You're not even drinking, you're drinking root beer.
I'm drinking root beer. He's not even drinking anything.
I thought you gave him one.
Where's my water?
Where's my water? You got water?
Yeah, I got water.
It is 5 o'clock, you know.
Somewhere it is. Right here.
Yeah. So.
You got a new phone today.
Doesn't want to listen to me drink? I can't even.
Because he knows it's going to be.
I know it's going to be a fun voice.
Yeah, we're testing out our new equipment.
Equipment. Yeah. We're trying it out anyways.
Yeah. Cody kind of sucks at it, but.
We'll see how it works.
Did you hear that? That felt great.
No. It felt great.
Did you hear that?
I got to turn the gain way up for you to pick it up. I think.
Yeah. That was good. That was good.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, we got it. Or I got it at least.
That was the sound of me swallowing. I wish I could take that. I now wish I could take that back.
we're making that into a t-shirt.
What if that chick hears it?
I don't care.
I don't care.
I'm fun. Yeah. I think I'm a blast.
I'm fun.
Yeah.
Are you fun?
I'm a lot of fun.
I think I'm
fun. I have caused you guys more laughter today than I have seen you guys laugh in 2 weeks.
Oh, but that's because we were messing with the
mixer.
Yeah,
because you haven't seen us in 2 weeks.
See? Swish.
So we got a lot to go on today for our podcast.
Such as?
iPhones.
No. Well, that too. We can talk about your iPhone.
iPhones.
I like it.
Well, the ultimate pleasure activity or a gruesome death waiting to happen. Tune in later to find out.
Yep, we got that.
Cut to commercial. Toaster pastries.
All right, who all thought that was the best part of our podcast? Raise your hand. You guys now look like idiots for raising your hands while listening to a podcast. You shouldn't fall for such easy tricks.
Shut up, because I probably would. I'm with all you people out there. I want to give a shout out to Hooter.
Who's Hooter?
Hooter is Jordan Woolheater.
You gonna give him his phone number too, or what?
Jordan's?
You could have just said Jordan.
Well, we call him Hooter.
Yeah, but I don't know who that is.
He's a friend from high school.
Not from my high school.
No, not from yours.
Our
from
high
ours.
School. Me and Al's.
No, that's not grammatically correct. Mr. Murphy would just...
He would slap you upside the noggin.
Yeah.
He wanted to know how he could find our podcast.
Yeah? Did he really?
Yeah, I think he's listening to it.
No right way!
Not right now. I don't know if he's doing it right now. But in the past few days or in the days coming...
I bet you he has.
He might.
I bet you he has.
If you are Mr. Murphy...
Hey. I miss 8th grade English.
If you are, I am sorry that these guys butchered the English language so much.
Oh, yeah. That's why everyone listens to us.
Yeah, because we make English real good.
we speak it real good. I speak it gooder than you.
Hey, there's our soundtracks.
Yeah.
Hey,
so you can see.
Sorry, I'm not going to say that this time because I just found out that my mom listens to these.
No way.
Yeah, so, really? Yeah, I actually have gotten a phone call or two about that.
Really?
So,
about something you said online?
Yeah.
Really? She did that?
Yeah.
Your mom.
My mom, yeah.
What'd she say about it?
She's not so fond of the how I used the C word the other times.
Upper cunting? Sorry, Aunt Mary.
So, yeah, here's a shout out, I guess, to my mom. Yeah,
sorry. I've never met you, but hey.
You have two.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have.
When?
Yeah.
She's been here at least.
Yeah.
She has?
You've actually met him. Both my parents.
You just didn't know it.
I don't remember.
My dad remembers you pretty well, actually.
Really? For what?
Because he remembers that you're a really cool guy.
And he's come
for what?
They've come to our hockey game before.
I have no idea.
What is
when we were in high school?
He would go to your guys' hockey games.
What does he remember me for? Getting in a fight?
No,
probably
not.
Hey, I think we need to talk about this NHL deal.
I don't think so.
It's really pissing me off.
That's okay.
What? The what?
The NHL. How about, lockout? Hey, did you watch the Golden Gophers, men's hockey team this weekend?
No, I did not.
Wow, they blew out Michigan State.
Yeah, you got an update about that, didn't you?
I did.
On Facebook.
Yeah, I had a thing about Facebook. They won 5-1 Friday night, and they won 7-1 last night.
Oh, so wow. Not much of a hockey game.
No, last night they were up 4-0 well, in the first period.
Not a competitive one anyway.
Yeah, not competitive.
Wow, the Gophers are ranked number one in the nation.
When aren't they?
Go Gophers.
yeah, that is pretty true.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you have to be called to play on that team. That's
do you?
How good they are.
Do you? Yeah. I think any college team.
You can have a walk-on here at Mankato State, or Minnesota State, Mankato. I don't think
they
have
walk-ins here.
Yeah, they have.
I don't think they have.
They have, because Andy very could try out.
You can try out, but you can't just walk on. If,
you can try out,
you can try out as a walk-on, is what it's called.
Yeah. But
all schools have that. All schools have that. It's just that you are put behind the eight ball when you do that.
Your chances of ever getting on through a walk-on?
Slim to none, especially in D1 schools.
Because they usually have all the spots filled
before
you even think about
going into those. Okay, I get that, but I'm just saying. Gophers, I highly doubt you can. They would even do that.
Yeah, they do.
Same with any D1 hockey team.
See, they do that.
I'm done arguing with you guys.
So, you lost.
Ace is not happy right now.
Ace is not in a happy place. Anyway, so I'm agreeing with you, okay? It's just that they probably do walk-ons for the training teams.
Yeah.
For the practice teams that they play against.
I'd definitely make that team.
No. Or we would not.
Or if some guy breaks his leg type of thing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what we should do? If the listeners really like to watch hockey and they want to watch us play, Cody and I.
Where can they go?
You can go to the Martin County Arena in Fairmont.
Or YouTube.com.
Yeah, as soon as we get our GoPro. And you can watch us play on the Old Timers team.
Or NextFrontierEntertainment.com.
Yeah, we can put some videos up there.
Speaking of which, this podcast brought to you by NextFrontierEntertainment.com. For all your listening pleasures, listen to Three Broke Gamers content.
Why don't you just...
I butchered that like hell.
Talk really fast.
Don't try so hard.
Awkward silence. Look, that completely
like
flat.
That was like a whole 3 seconds, guys.
I think we should put some echoes in there.
Echo. Echo?
Come on.
No echo echoes?
I'll do my little echo. No, do that one thing where it just keeps going up. and going.
No, that lasts way too long.
But it was funny what I did.
No, it wasn't that funny. But you thought it was hilarious because you heard yourself laughing, and then you laughed because you laughed, and then you laughed because you laughed because you laughed.
And then you laughed because you laughed.
Oh my god, Box out of the butt on my leg!
Speaking of.
Flung it onto the mixer. Way to go, Al.
As long as it's not on me.
Speaking of laughing really, 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 really loud.
Laurel.
We're going to make that into a t-shirt.
Laurel. Oh, yeah, hey. Well, I guess we can.
Speaking of our t-shirts.
We have some t-shirts.
We're working on some t-shirt ideas.
Go buy one.
And we're going to have our store up here. Well, I don't want to say when.
Eventually.
Someday.
In the near future.
Someday.
In the near future.
Someday.
So if you guys want t-shirts, hoodies, whatever.
For all your dressing apparel.
Let us know what kind of ideas or anything you got at our Facebook page at...
NextFrontierEntertainment.com /Facebook. I don't know.
Wow, you could not have said that any more backwards. Yeah. Actually, no, you could have. You could have gone facebook.com/nextfrontierentertainment.com.
Did I get it right?
No.
Oh, okay. Did you get it?
So where can they find, or where can they submit ideas or anything or get a hold of us or...
A great place to go would be facebook.com/NextFrontierEntertainment. You can look at our webpage there. You can also just go to Next Frontier Entertainment. Don't we have a comment section up there?
We do now. We have a comment form.
Cody goes through all of them. So.
Yep.
And you can send us comments for t-shirt ideas. Like, for example, I would love a hooded V-neck sweatshirt.
I can do it. It can be done.
Yeah, I'm just going to take I'm going to cut a V in the sweatshirt. That's all I'm going to do.
We're working on a Three Broke Gamers one right now.
Actually, I want a three-quarter sleeve. I don't have a good three-quarter sleeve shirt right now.
What?
Three-quarter sleeve?
Yeah.
The hell's a three-quarter sleeve?
It just goes down to the middle of your forearm.
It's like a baseball tee cut.
What the why don't you just take a long sleeve and whoop, slide it up? Look at three-quarters!
Yeah, because then if the rest of your arm gets chilly, you just slide it down.
You guys are really misunderstanding the point of a three-quarter sleeve.
No, see, this is a multi-use t-shirt.
Yeah.
If I wanted a sweatshirt to just roll it up, duper I would just roll it up like I have on right now.
Whoa, Hulk.
Whoa, Hulk. Jeez.
Whoa, I think I'm going to have to scoot over.
I'll follow you. I'll make it very awkward. I can make it very, very awkward for Cody.
He really... Wait, wouldn't that be awkward for me, too?
No, you'd like it too much.
You gotta call no homo first.
No homo?
Nope,
you don't have to do that.
Like a boss.
So, Al,
yo,
what's your idea that you had to... I came up with the name.
Idea.
For reviewing some games.
Oh, yes, I came up with this idea. So, you guys are going to write into us about a game that you would like us to review.
A series.
A series. It has to be a series, so more than one.
Very good,
thank you for clarification.
It has to be more than just one in, sure. In the thing. Okay, say like the Call of Duty series, which I'm going to do. I am going to take from the first Call of Duty made
to the most present.
I'm going to play the campaign. Maybe the multiplayer. Maybe the multiplayer, just for some extra... No, time. You can't cut in yet. I'm not done. Anyways, since I was so rudely interrupted.
You weren't interrupted.
Yeah, he started to interrupt me. Anyways, yeah. Okay. So I'm going to play the campaigns and analyze the game.
Analyze?
I'm going to analyze the game from the beginning to what it is now and see how it's changed. And then for a podcast, we will tell you what we think about it. And then if you guys want to tell us what you think about it, go for it.
Basically, we're going to sum up what Al said. We're going to just recall what
great games from the past,
the series brought, and how it's changed throughout the years, and where it could be or is going.
I don't think we can say that because we're not the makers of the game.
Yeah, but we can look at what's coming out for them. Utard.
You're going to have to look that up on the internet.
Exactly.
You do that.
That's the point.
I'm not tech savvy like you are. All right.
So one of the things I was going to say, so this series is going to be called Series Recall. Is that correct?
Correct.
Like Total Recall, but Series Recall.
It's a play on words because we're recalling how it is, and it also goes to recall, like, should this series have been made?
Correct.
One thing I do have to tell you about this, Al, is that after a while, some of the Xbox Live things, like multiplayer, get taken off because they take up too much space. So some of the older Call of Duty games, you won't have the capabilities to play online simply because...
Oh, that's fine. I'm mostly doing it for the campaign.
I know. I'm just letting you know.
And the storylines and everything.
Because you said multiplayer on some of them.
Yeah, and some
of them. You just won't be able to. So
that's fine.
I'm just telling you now so that later when you get pissed and ask Cody what the fuck is going on.
That's right.
Yeah, he'd be like, why can't I play?
I'm going to, Cody, you fix my shit right now.
Well, did you disconnect the internet?
I probably did that.
Did you reset the router again?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'll probably do that.
So yeah, we're going to be doing that probably about once a month in one of our podcasts. We're going to have Series Recall.
Jesse has to do Halo. Because he's...
Well, we're gonna be doing a bunch. I'm gonna be looking at Assassin's Creed. We'll probably have Halo. We'll do Call of Duty, Medal of Honor.
I'll do Ace Combat also.
Ace Combat. If there's any others that you guys can think of or that...
Wait till we do the Al's Adventure of Ace Combat, though.
Yeah, we'll do that, and then we'll do the Total or Series Recall.
But if there's any others that our listeners would like us to recall, you can send us an email at info@nextfrontierentertainment.com or just leave a comment on our website.
And who you want to play it. Because it could turn into an Al's Adventure.
You'll definitely get different perspectives from the person you choose to play it.
Yes. If you want all of us, we'll attempt that.
We will attempt that. We might even try to get that up for a video. Because that should be very entertaining.
Or if there's even a game you guys want us to review or talk about.
It doesn't have to always be a series, yeah, too, you know.
Just send those in, but that won't be on...
The series recall thing has to be one or more in the series, obviously.
Yeah, and we're currently working on a few other ideas. Like at the beginning, we have Al's Adventures. We're going to be doing more of those. And Machinima series that we're going to be working more on now because we have new technology to work with. We're going to be working on is called The AI. Hopefully the pilot episode will be completed by the end of next week. If I
wow, that's some high hopes. Right.
We'll just say, let's just say 2 weeks.
No,
it could be out sooner.
The 1st of November.
Well, by the 1st of November, yeah. I think that's good.
We'll be able to have episode 2 done by the 1st of November if I have the timeline right.
Yeah, well, it has to work with the rest of our schedules.
Yeah, but I'm already... I'm already accounting for that.
Okay, one-man army. There's no I in team.
I can just leave. Actually, if you really want me to, I can just leave.
While you two... Do you want me to leave the room and just, you know, let you two...
I'm afraid he might make out with me.
No homo.
As long as you call that, it's all right then.
You didn't call it before you said it, though. You gotta say no homo, and then...
He did call it. He called no homo.
After he said it.
Oh. I didn't say anything.
He didn't
say it. He was the one that I was afraid... He's the one that said he was afraid I was gonna make out with him, which I'm not.
Am I not good looking enough?
No.
Shit.
I don't kiss anything with facial hair. Or a penis. Just throwing that out there.
What about the beaver?
What about the beaver?
I said no facial hair and no penis. Those are two strict things for me.
But what about the beaver? What if it has facial hair?
What beaver are we talking about?
Do you not understand the beaver?
I have no idea what we're talking
about. I'm so lost.
I thought he was going one way and then it's completely...
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about when hand you say
gesture,
beaver.
Hand gesture, okay?
I know what you talked about when you said
beaver.
I got it
now. We got
it
now.
That's not facial hair.
God.
For the beaver it is.
Al, I'm going to make sure your mom listens to this.
We're going to have to cut that out.
I'm leaving it all in.
You're going to leave that in
every
there?
They have to understand what the beaver is in order to get it.
I am so sorry for all of my aunts listening to this.
I'm sorry, too, because I don't know you.
One of them.
I'm really a good kid. I'm really a good kid.
Anywho.
Is whose mom?
Cody's mom.
Oh, that she needs to just take her anti-aging pills before she listens.
I'm trying so hard not to laugh.
It's okay, I do.
Mama Don. Papa Joel, he should listen to it.
Yeah.
If he can get it to work.
Yeah.
Those Cameron guys.
Can hook it up for him.
Those guys, some of them are a little...
Did you see they were having a marshmallow fight the other day? Cameron comes home and him and Joel were
having
a
marshmallow fight.
Yeah. Wait, what did I say?
They were having a mallow fight?
Yeah.
Did I say mushroom or marshmallow?
Mushroom idea. A marshmallow?
Dude, a mushroom fight. That'd be like Mario. That'd be awesome.
I told you we should have gotten those bananas.
But it's
me, yeah.
I told you we should have gotten those bananas. Donkey Kong!
Slip on this, bitch.
That's Donkey Kong. Unless you're talking about Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
Yeah. Mario Kart.
I love Mario Kart for 64. Mario Kart.
We just got to find a bunch of turtles.
Mario Kart for 64.
We're going to be eating turtle soup for a really long time.
Red.
That was my joke.
And green.
I stole it.
But you can never steal uppercutting. I said it again.
I'll beep it out. These are my shoes.
Like a vagina.
So, have any of you guys played any arcade games?
Yeah. Minecraft.
I guess technically it is an arcade game.
It does say arcade across the top.
Yep, it is an arcade game.
New arcade games.
Yes, I have.
Or demoed.
I played the new Trials Evolution DLC, which is absolutely fantastic.
So what do they got in that?
It's a brand new island for creation, and it's also got a new bike, a bunch of new gear that you can unlock, and 20 tracks, 20 campaign tracks, and I think 10 or 15 new tournaments, and that might be it. But it was great. It's fantastic, because that BMX bike is awesome.
So you actually pedal?
So it's like a pedal bike?
It's a pedal bike, yeah.
So you go really slow.
Bicycle.
No, it's bicycle. It's still as fast as the Phoenix, which is the high acceleration one.
Yeah.
It's got better acceleration than that one.
That guy must have big legs.
Well, he's used to pedaling a dirt bike, so no problem.
Yeah, he pedals a dirt bike.
Awkward silence.
Yep. There we go again.
Whoops, we did it again.
Whoops.
Oh, Brittany.
So yeah, we got this what?
Did you get it? I got it right away.
Oops, I did it again.
Oh, Brittany. I know. I got it. But I was just
Oh,
like,
Cody.
Did you really?
That's from the 90s.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm also from the 90s.
So really, I'm from the 80s a bit.
Sucks to be you.
Sucks to be
you. Old.
You old.
You be old.
Old person.
Yeah, you're 23, aren't you?
I am. I just had my birthday.
Shouldn't be saying that.
The only...
Go to Cody Meyer on Facebook and say happy belated birthday. It's the only
you
get.
No.
Yeah.
I was trying to make you something awesome, but it blew up.
It must have been on Minecraft.
It was. I was trying to
make
something.
A big giant cake.
I was gonna make something for you and take a screenshot and send it to you, but two creepers blew up half of it. So instead of
it was a half-eaten cake.
So instead of saying happy birthday, it said happy oof day.
Happy oof day. I can't thin my beard.
And it was all in like yarn or the wool.
Oh,
so it caught on fire.
That'll happen.
That's funny. Yeah.
That will happen.
At least you didn't pour buckets of lava on it.
It looked cool,
though.
It looked really cool up until...
It's the thought that comes.
Yeah. I thought so, too.
Yeah. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
You know what I did for his birthday?
What did you do for his birthday?
Called him fat.
With a PH?
No.
Hells yeah.
Big
Hells
F.
Yeah.
Big F, little P?
Yeah. At...
Hat.
You're Pat, Cody.
Pat.
I love playing with English words against you. That's hilarious.
That's why I don't play words with friends with you anymore.
Why?
That's why I don't play words with friends.
Why do you think?
Because you know words.
You can use big words like
them.
And isn't.
I'm going to challenge you to a game right now.
No, I don't have the app.
Hells yeah.
I don't have the app.
Yeah. That's too bad.
You're getting an invite on Facebook.
I refuse. Oh. Yeah, so what else do we got coming up?
Oh, big thing is that in about 3 weeks, we are going to be at the launch event, or the launch, not the launch event, but at the midnight relaunch for Halo 4 at the GameStop at the Raintree Mall
in
Mankato, Minnesota. 56001.
Wow.
Is that the right one?
Yeah, it is.
You better be there.
You better be
there. Or be there. Square.
Like
or
our don't. Facebook, and you'll have a chance to win.
A free copy of Halo 4.
A free, totally free. As in, if you're there and you liked us on Facebook, you could get a copy for free.
But we have to verify that you liked us on Facebook.
We'll have to verify.
Because you can't just be a douchebag and be like, I liked you on Facebook.
Yeah, that's easy to check.
Yeah.
That's Cody's job.
The techie.
Yeah, Cody's nickname is a techie. I'm Ace.
Al uses it like it's like a...
He's trying to use techie like as an insult.
Yeah, like an insult.
It's not.
He's like, I didn't mean it as an insult.
You techie.
That's his nickname now.
Such a techie.
The techie.
Such a techie. Techie.
I'm going to use the biggest word that I can make right now.
That just sounds funny. Keep saying that.
Tucker.
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 You're the Tucker.
Tucker. Tucker. Look at my ting ting.
Look at my tang tang. Jesse? No.
What?
I know it's big, but...
We're not
my biceps, Cody!
Jesus, you don't have to yell.
Boob.
Bees.
In my mouth.
See, I didn't say... I said, like, the animal insect.
Yeah.
Flies.
Away.
From here.
One word. One word. Two words.
That was three words.
No, I said flies. He said away. You said from here.
Two, yeah.
Oh, Albert.
I think we should play that game right now, quick.
Which game?
Hey, Albert. Where we each do a word. I like things you do. Hey, Albert. I wish I could be you.
Everybody does.
You're the one and only Albert.
With the one and only taste. Yes, I do have a taste.
I never tasted him, I swear.
Ask Allison.
He knows how to eat all your breakfast.
Lunch like and dinner.
Like it's in a race.
Like it's a race.
I did beat Cody at the eating challenge, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Not good.
He's I would not have great. Been able to do that.
I don't know. Not at video games, though.
That's okay.
I don't know where I was going with that whole thing.
I don't know either. We should come up with
We've been very randomly talking this whole
time. Yeah, I know.
But we're it's testing out our thing, though.
A sucky podcast. Cody,
this is actually a podcast.
Well, Cody's not really doing anything. I think
I'm,
we should do
I'm
something.
Debating whether to release this one or not.
I think no, we should, fine. Though.
Because tomorrow, you're going to be here tomorrow, right?
Yep. And Wednesday.
Awesome. So why tomorrow we'll do the real
this
podcast.
This one should be a bloopers one, then.
Blooper reel. Blooper reel.
This should like just be
4.5.
Don't call it. No,
yeah,
call it.
Call it. Seriously, put a 4.5. 5. Yeah. No, 3.5.
Yeah, 4. This 5. One's 3.5.
But you
5.
Called it 4 at the beginning.
Yeah, but we'll change it.
Okay, we'll change it. Ready?
Episode 3.5.
There we go. Now you all know. Jeez, you guys thought this whole podcast was episode 4.
Psych.
Psych! Suckers. The real one's coming out later.
But though, seriously, is anybody excited for anything coming out soon? Anybody paying attention to that kind of stuff?
I'm excited to, Yeah.
To or not to
honestly, I saw some stuff on the Wii U. And I know a lot of people are kind of like, you know, because Nintendo kind of let everyone down.
They do.
I mean, they didn't let everyone down. I mean, the whole controller thing and all that shit was cool. But then after a while, everyone just got kind of sick and tired of it. But,
it just lost its flair really quick.
But, you know, they were playing Mario, the new Mario, the Mario U, I think is actually what they called it.
Really?
Where'd you see this at?
The Mario U.
Mario
Super Mario Brothers U.
Where'd you see this at?
It was on TV.
Well, I'm sure that they're already to that.
Wait.
Like, and so, like, you know, and so, you know, it just looked really cool. And, you know, the high def is something that, you know, even though Nintendo makes more cartoony games.
The high def cartoon guy was just so awesome.
Yeah, basically. I'm interested in seeing their HD content. There we go. Material. Okay. Content. Same thing. Not really.
It's material content, yeah.
How about you, Jesse? Anything that's coming out that you're excited for?
Halo 4.
Besides
there's,
Halo
there's
4?
There's nothing else on my radar. There is nothing else. We are within a month
not,
of Halo
not
4.
Even, not he even has a, he has Assassin's small, Creed.
Nope, don't
the
care.
The new one.
Don't
he
care.
He has a small radar.
Couldn't care. Dude, my radar is huge. Ask Brianna.
No comment.
Anyway, I am normally the one who is looking into what's coming out and what's coming up in the future for video games and
things. I played this weird game on the arcade or an arcade demo.
Yeah.
It was called Naughty Bears.
Naughty Bears, really?
Yeah.
Just the name reminds me of Ted.
Naughty Bears.
That's actually an old game. I think they're remaking it, sounds like.
Well, maybe that's what it was, but...
It was like stuffed teddy bears?
Yes, stuffed teddy bears.
Chainsaws and machine guns.
You go around and kill other teddy bears.
Yeah,
that's... Because you're the naughty teddy bear.
Yeah, that's a remake of a Xbox classic game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's actually an Xbox game called Naughty Bear.
You know what? Well, I think I'm going to download that and play it.
That was originally a spin-off of those teddy bears from Conker's Bad Fur Day. If you remember that game.
It's Care Bears Gone Wrong.
Well, in Conker's Bad Fur Day, there's a spoof on World War II, and they stormed the beaches of Normandy. And the teddy bears are the Nazis, basically. And they're all evil and twisted, and it's awesome.
That's awesome.
It's pretty fun.
Is this a movie I can watch?
No, it's a video game that you can play. I'll lend it to you.
Hey, speaking of movies that we watched that were weird and...
Conker, Live and Reloaded.
That's not a movie.
No, real...
It's a video game.
Oh, that's a video game. Okay.
Conker's Live and Reloaded.
What was that movie? Cabin in the Woods?
Cabin in the Woods. Okay. If people have seen it, write in and tell us if you think it was a comedy... or a horror because
we still do not know.
Don't know because it was not scary, but it was funny.
I'd be able to tell you if I had seen it.
Is it a comedy horror?
Can't tell. I'm telling you, you will not be able.
You know they have a genre that's called dark humor. I'm pretty sure that's where it fits.
But it wasn't. It wasn't like
it made it look like it
wasn't
scary.
Like the scary movies where it was like. It wasn't scary. Those like the scary movies,
the scary movies that are called scary movies.
Yeah, the movies
that are called scary movies. I will never watch a horror or a scary movie.
Okay, those were completely funny. I mean, it had they had their moments where they scare you a little, but it wasn't like actual scary. It was more just like make you jump because they'd have something jump at the screen or something. But this movie, Cabin in the Woods, actually scared me at points. Like I was tense.
Yeah, especially when you're watching it in the dark and your door is open.
There were three of us in here, and we're all, like, huddled.
Hey, I was in the corner, so they would have got you guys
first. But then they do funny stuff, too, and so you'd be laughing and laughing and laughing. You're like, okay, is this supposed to be a funny movie?
Redneck zombie family?
Yeah, and then they'd scare you, and then they'd make you laugh, and then they'd scare you, and then they'd make you laugh, and your whole body is just like, what the fuck's going on? Is this scary or funny? I was just confused. That's all I'm going to say, though.
I thought it was great.
I said a lot, but it was a good movie. I'm going to watch it again.
You know what else is a good movie?
What?
The Avengers 2? Space Odyssey.
Oh, yes, that was.
You know what you need to see?
What do I need to see?
Iron Sky.
Iron Sky. The one with the Nazis on the moon.
That sounds like it's a great movie.
It is so
I personally
funny.
Think it's going to be like the next Mars Attacks type
movie.
Oh, my
God. If you like Mars Attacks,
it's a classic where people watch it because it's just so stupid.
It's so bad, it's awesome.
Yeah.
In the black guy that they turn white.
So they pulled a Michael Jackson.
Basically.
Bad, Jesse. But don't talk bad about the dead.
If Michael was alive,
he would have sued.
He would have liked that.
He would have sued
for
copyright.
He would have been like, can I play that?
That's me in a nutshell. No, they would have made him play that.
It's like, no, I was already black. You can't make me black again.
But then he turns black again at the end, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Because he...
And Michael never did that.
Well.
So he would have just stayed white in the movie.
Yeah.
Went back to Earth.
Yeah, anyway.
But that's so funny, the chick's class were. And who are we? Or no, where are we from? The dark side
of the moon.
All the little kids in the class.
But like with a real like German accent. They're like, the dark side of the moon. And you're like, what the fuck?
What did you just say?
How long have we been going?
A half hour now, so.
About that time, yeah.
Half hour, so we can cut it now.
Yeah.
Well, if we decide to release, you guys will hear this. If you don't release this, you won't hear us.
Raise your hand if you want us to release it.
Totally.
Okay, good. There's three. Three for sure.
You guys write in because we can't see you raise your hands.
If you're raising your hand, you're stupid.
Actually, if you raise your hand, you're right, because then you did hear it, so that it's released.
Well, obviously, you know.
He does have a point there.
If they didn't hear it, they wouldn't know to raise their hand.
I still think it's going to be funny. I want to see if people raise their hand.
Just listen to this. He raises his hand.
How awesome would that be if you're walking through MSU campus right? And somebody's listening to headphones and just like,
people
that's
just
awesome.
Start raising their hands. Like, they're just like,
but are they listening to us?
You'll have to go up
you have
and
to
be
assume.
Like, hey, what are you listening to?
What are you listening to?
I'm listening to these three idiots and three broke gamers. They're pretty funny, though.
Yeah, what's their name?
They're actually located here in Mankato. Yeah. Did you know that? Like, no way.
We are averaging about 60 downloads or plays.
Hey, what are we at now? Episode. What are we ranked now?
Well, we're probably like zero now.
Zero? That's above one.
We're number one. We're number zero.
Cody just forgot how lists work.
How numbers
work. Top numbers. Let's see.
All right, let's end this with a delay.
Yeah.
Should we end this with a delay?
Mm. Episode 3.5.
But you guys won't hear it because...
The dark side.
Only I will.
Strong.
Can I end it with the little